Interest in the 2014 ProFarmer Midwest Crop Tour has been elevated. Last week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture projected that the U.S. will produce a 14 billion bushel corn crop and a 3.8 billion bushel soybean crop. That spurred many to believe that the ProFarmer Midwest Crop Tour will find even better yields than those being forecasted by USDA. ProFarmer's Chip Flory cautions, though, against comparing USDA's production forecasts to the ProFarmer Midwest Crop Tour.
We do things differently out here than what USDA does it. It's not as scientific. We don't have as many samples. We're out here in a discovery process. That is the crop tour, and we're going to let the tour be what it is, and that is a discovery process. And you've got to trust the numbers that we get from tour, but you've got to know how to look at them. Compare tour to tour, not tour to USDA.
Going into this week's ProFarmer Midwest Crop Tour, Flory has big expectations for the Midwest corn and soybean crops.
We're going to see a good crop. I know that. I try not to get my expectations set before we get out here on crop tour. I let the tour be what it is, that discovery process. But I know we're going to see a good crop. I've seen enough of the crop already to know that it's going to be a good crop. The question in my mind is, can it live up to the lofty expectations that the market has put on it?
Crop Scouts will be using new technology this year and recording the result. For the first time, Scouts will be using the tour's mobile phone app. Flory says this will be a big improvement.
Data management on this thing has always been kind of a nightmare. By the end of this week, we'll have about 1,300 corn samples and 1,300 soybean samples from the eastern leg and the western leg combined. That's a lot of work. And the way that we've always done it in the past, we just keep a hard copy of it. We come into the hotel, hand it to one of the tour directors. It gets faxed back to Cedar Falls, and then they're hand-entered.
This year, Crop Scouts will be entering data into the app throughout the day. Flory says that will speed up data processing while giving them more time to examine the data collected.
Making sure that there isn't some rogue entry in there that could skew the data at the end of the day. So we're going to have more time to spend with the numbers before we have to release them. And it's just going to make for a cleaner sampling. It's going to make for a more timely sampling. And we're just bringing some efficiency in by using the technology that's been available for a few years, and we're just getting caught up to it.
The ProFarmer Midwest Crop Tour app also allows scouts to upload pictures of fields or samples. Bringing you coverage of the 2014 ProFarmer Midwest Crop Tour, I'm Leslie Smith.